We now have Kids Corner with Kathy Amstadt. Come on down, kids.
I love Jesus. Yes, I do.
To see all of you here today. You know, I've always really wanted to be somebody. Do you know what that means when someone says, I really would like to be somebody? Well, it means they want to be somebody important. I've always wanted to be the kind of person I could say, you know what, I'm not getting very good service here. I believe I'll move my business somewhere else. And anybody would care. I've always wanted to be someone who said, this is what I think, and have people listen. I've always wanted to be someone, if I said, we should do this, anybody do it. So I've always wanted to be somebody. Well, the other day, a little while ago, I was driving home, and as I was driving, I saw on the side of the road where someone had dumped their big McDonald's sack of trash on the side of the road. You guys don't ever do that, do you? I hope not. Because it made a big mess. There were glasses, and there was paper, and there was the sack. It just made a big mess. And I thought, you know what? Somebody needs to pick that up. And right away, this little voice in my head said, you've always wanted to be somebody, why don't you do it? And so, I went home, and I got a trash bag, and I began picking up trash. Now, the Lord loves a cheerful giver, and I'm hardly ever a cheerful giver. I was kind of grumbling about it, thinking, you know what? I don't want to be just someone. I wanted to be someone important. I wanted to do something important. And after I'd grumbled a little while, again, a little voice inside my brain said, you know, really, Kathy, what's more important than keeping God's earth clean? Why is it important to keep our earth clean? What does the earth do for us? The earth gives us air to breathe, and water to drink, and food to eat. We may think our food comes from the grocery store, but the fact of the matter is, all food comes from the earth. Everything comes from plants. We either eat the plants, or we eat the animals that eat the plants. Everything we use to build our homes comes from the earth. And if we don't take good care of our earth, the earth can't take good care of us. Furthermore, God created the earth, and he loves the earth. And so when we take good care of God's home, God's house, the house that he built and created, his earth, then it's one of the ways that we're serving God. And so, for a few minutes there, I really got to be someone doing important work. And you know what? I'm going to give you a chance to be someone too. Because I brought some trash bags, and I'm going to give one to each of you. And whenever it stops raining, sometime when you go to the park or sometime when you go someplace to the ball field and you see that there is trash, take this with you. Pick it up. Now, another way that you can help make God's earth beautiful is to plant flowers. And I've got some flower seeds for everyone, one for each of you. But if I give you the trash bag and the flowers and the cup, I'm afraid you're going to have too much to carry. And so I'll be at the back of the church after the sermon is over and come and get your flowers. But right now, let's bow our heads for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we take your earth for granted. You created a beautiful, beautiful creation for us that took care of everything we needed. And we don't take care of it the way we should. Forgive us when we fall short of doing what we should and help us to do better in the future. Amen.
Now, dig deep in your pockets. The kids are going to come around and collect for missions. You see what they collected in the bulletin. That's pretty cool. So while they're doing that, we're going to continue to praise the Lord and sing Stand Up, Stand Up for Jesus on page 514.